My name is Jackson Leisure, and I serve as the professor of religion at Southwestern College. For the past year and a half, I have been part of a team exploring the 140-year saga of Southwestern, from its founding in 1885 to the year 2025. Thanks to a grant from the Network for Vocation in Undergraduate Education, or NetVU, we have interviewed dozens of Southwestern alumni about their experiences at college. Our interview subjects differ in every way possible: age, sex, socioeconomic background, religion, major, politics, etc. The only common thread among them is that they are Southwestern College graduates. They are builders. And we wanted to understand the saga of Southwestern, both good and bad, through their stories and their experiences. Over the course of 6 short podcasts, we will share the stories and our insights into what we found to be the connective tissue running throughout the 140-year saga, and that is the builder spirit. This first episode begins with probably the most well-known story, that of the Richardson Fire. In the early morning of April 16th, 1950, a fire erupted on the campus of Southwestern College in the small southern Kansas town of Winfield. Richardson Hall, the college's flagship building, was completely engulfed in flames. Numerous people in town, some of whom attended or would go on to attend Southwestern, witnessed the fire, and the memories are still visceral. Marilyn McNish, a 1954 graduate of the college, lived not far from campus.
I came as a freshman to Southwestern in the fall of 1950 after the tragic fire that had burned up Richardson, which I watched from my home on 8th Street.
Robert Hartley, a resident of Winfield at the time, remembers.
I lived on Millington at 14th Street and a two-story house. My dad was in the insurance business. I remember he woke us up. I had a sister. He woke both of us up to see the light from the fire. Someone had called him because of his connections with the insurance. So all I remember my dad saying is, that, oh my God, we've got the insurance. We've got the insurance. So that was how it hit home at our place. Of course, anybody who was still alive then remembers something about the fire.
Phil Jarvis, a 1964 graduate, was a young boy at the time of the fire.
We lived at the corner of 11th and Cherry, my mother and father and two sisters. We were all asleep. My father got a phone call, or I don't know how he found out about it, but he was surprised at the fact that Christie was on fire. It was such a shock, yet it was an exciting thing, especially for this 8-year-old kid. We all piled into the car, and I remember we still had on our pajamas, drove up and parked right at the end of the Keyhole Drive, had a very good view of the fire at that time. It was very, very shocking because we knew that there was a lot of people that worked at Southwestern, that went to school there. We were there mourning the fact that this had happened. It was quite a sight to see. I don't remember at what point the dome came down, but there was an audible gasp from the citizens who were there to see that, because there was a big shower of sparks that came up from the material that the dome fell into. Just so vividly remember all the people who were there. A lot of them were crying because it was a real tragedy for Winfield and for Southwestern College.
Jim Matthews, who graduated in 1955, had this to say, quote, "Our family lived on the property where the Winfield High School now stands. We watched from our 3-story house as Richardson Hall burned to the ground, with nothing but a hull remaining. It was a terrible sight, even from that distance. I was a graduating senior from Winfield High School with plans to attend Southwestern College in the fall. Would there be a place for us? There was a question and a hope that unforgettable night. A place that would be found for the class of 1955 and the other classes that would attend that fall, end quote. At the time of the fire, Richardson Hall was one of only three buildings that made up the campus, and it was by far the most impressive. Perched at the top of a hill overlooking the campus, crowned with a beautiful silver dome, and marked by four distinctive and ornate pillars, Richardson had been the symbol of Southwestern College since its opening in 1910. Practically speaking, it was home to the college's classrooms, faculty and administrative offices, and even the library. Mari Wall Robinstein, a 1960 graduate, recalls,
"So you didn't have a large campus. North Hall had already been condemned. That's where the science things are now. And so all the classes and everything had been moved to Christie. So you had all your classes, you had all your records, you had everything, and you had Stewart, you had Smith. The library hadn't been built. And Christie burns. They had no classrooms, no place for the administration. They'd lost a lot of their records. You know, what are you going to do all of a sudden?"
And by morning, all but the four pillars and the shell walls of Richardson would be gone.
Later on, we returned to the fire and saw the empty shell of the building. It was still smoking from the fire at that time, but we knew that there wasn't any hope of saving any part of it because of the condition that the fire had left it in. But it was something that I'll never forget.
Here's Mari again.
"The fire, yes, took the innards, really, took the central part of the college. I mean, Stewart Gym had the Stewart Gym, but they weren't keeping anything of great importance there except their trophies, probably. But again, they lost all that was what the college was."
The college should probably have closed. The losses suffered in the fire were too great. The infrastructure necessary to sustain the work of the college was completely gone. Not to mention, the prospects of a costly rebuild of Richardson were daunting. But in fact, the college did not close. Instead, the town of Winfield rallied around the school with gifts of money, spaces, and support. This allowed the work of the college to resume almost immediately. Here's Marilyn again.
"You can't imagine how little school there was. We went to the school in the basement of the gym, where the library was. We went to school in what's Susan's home now, Grace Church basement, a house on College that I don't think was safe. The heater, open flame, on the second floor with one stairway."
And Mari.
"So they were, again, I think it was a real, again, one of those turning points for the school. It could, so could easily have closed because everything was lost. And again, I think it was the community. And I think the church also rallied some at that point. And so they started in rebuilding."
Donald D. King, a 1951 graduate, told us, quote, "I was living on College Street at the time of the fire, and the fire trucks woke us up as they raced by our house that Saturday night. But not knowing where they were going, we went back to sleep. From that time until I graduated in May of 1951, the entire city became our campus. I attended classes in the United Methodist Church, Winfield High School, the William Newton Memorial Hospital Nurses School, and the new maintenance garage on the college campus. After 50 years, I am still amazed and grateful for the administration's ability to organize a new campus in a heartbeat," end quote. With the help of the town, the college would not only continue, but begin to thrive. And just 6 years after the fire, Christie Hall was dedicated as the new flagship building, standing atop the hill. Incorporated into the new building were Richardson's four original pillars, representing knowledge, hope, courage, and freedom that had survived the fire. They still stand today, a testament to the builder spirit that brought Southwestern literally back from the ashes. Here's Mari.
Well, I think the college then and even now gives an opportunity for a young man or woman to come, to grow, and to mature, to find themselves, to have opportunities that they may not have had to explore things, whether it's a class or an extracurricular. They have opportunities to go out into community, to learn what to give back is all about. I think that's a part of our society. I'm sorry, Don, but I don't think they get it in the universities. That's very hard to create that kind of atmosphere for a person to grow up, I guess you'd say, yes, to mature and become. Yes. That's what being a builder is.
Something different from the rest of the world. As Bobby Joe Slade, an African-American graduate of 1957, said,
The interaction and the welcoming and all the support and so forth that I was, while I was there, I thought the world was, I really thought the world had changed. Mm. But it had not. And I'm just so blessed that I went there and I'd be where I can serve.
Something almost indefinable that changes those people who come into its saga. Something that helps build a better society. It's called the builder spirit, and it's better experienced than defined. Experienced through the story. Like the Richardson fire that should have closed the school. More than any other story, the extraordinary recovery of Southwestern in the wake of the Richardson fire epitomizes the builder spirit that permeates our saga. We are, after all, the Mound Builders. And as our Vice President, Dr. Don Plez, likes to say,
I always tell students, builders don't run from hard times. They stick and they fight.
Builders don't run. Builders don't run when things get hard. Builders don't run when financial challenges threaten our sustainability. Builders don't run when social pressures threaten to divide a diverse student body. Yes, all of these realities are part of our saga as well. But we remain a vibrant educational community in 2025 because builders don't run. Builders always build back. It is that drive toward accomplishment to make the world a better place, to leave one's mark on the world. And it's the conviction that the builder spirit is most powerful in community. A diverse community that is united around a common vision. And though we've always been a small college on a tiny hill in a little town, the impact of our graduates is felt not just throughout Kansas or the United States, but the world. We hope you will join us as we tell the saga of our college.